This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now for another edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen on the air this week with, first of all, the news that affects all of us, or many of us, or most of us anyway, in the family farm business, the connection between our farms and our families and the food that our customers, our clients, our patrons, our followers are eating. Very important. I wonder how many of you joined with the National Association of Farm Broadcasters this week. I think 70-80% of farmers listen to programs like this on the radio. I think that we have service in mind, at least I do when I'm doing my farm broadcast. I'm a farmer. Most of the farm guys that are on the radio have farm experience for sure. So as we celebrate National Ag Day this week, celebrating all of the things that are important, sharing the ag industries. I don't like to use that word necessarily, but I think it's appropriate here because I don't like industrial farming. But we do have a lot of different sectors. We grow vegetables. We feed crops. We have fiber crops. We have fruits. We have dairy. We have all of these things, raising cattle and hogs and sheep. So I'm an advocate for farmers using their voice to keep what they have and to grow it, as a matter of fact. So I like to talk about, I don't know that I do a good job, frankly, all the time talking about all segments in agriculture because there are certain things. You know, I don't talk much about horses, for example. I don't talk about haying very much. I don't talk about growing cover crops very much. But I really do. I think all these things happen, certainly, and are a part of local farming. And so the stories need to be told. And I'm so proud of where we've gone with this program, 270 or 80 stations around the country, and the podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. So as you reach out to try to keep yourself connected, I think that I'm really, and I don't say this to be a jerk, but I really am the only guy on the air who's speaking to the interests of the small family farmer, and thus I don't have much advertising because all the money is being spent for agricultural programs that talk wonderfully well in glowing terms about the big ag businesses, and I'm just not there. So I'd rather be able to tell the story. By the way, the most recent news and information on the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com has a focus on this farm. It's called Square Roots Farm. It's in Brooklyn, New York, of all places. An indoor urban farming company makes the connection to cities and the farm pretty cool. It's a lot of focus on how they grow their produce. It's another idea for you to use. And we also have conversation about grocery stores, how to sell groceries in a place where there are lots and lots and lots of farms where people can go to have their choices. So anyway, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So meanwhile, back to talking about this America. I think it should be instead of National Farm Day, I think that it ought to be National Farm Week or maybe National Farm Month. As I said, I don't spend a whole lot of time talking about beef cattle because it's just not much in my wheelhouse. But there are a lot of young beef producers, a lot of people that are coming along in the industry, and again, I use that term advisedly, that are, you know, a pretty important part of the agricultural sector section. And I think, actually, when it comes to understanding the production of beef and how it's done, that may lend itself more to working or being done on the American family farm than some of the other things. You know, big, huge feedlots and things like that, not necessarily the best thing that we have going for us. You know, one of the other things that's been a focus of National Farm Day and Farm Week is how to manage stress on the farm, how to deal with the things that are going on right now, the way that the government is handling this payment, the business of where the money is going, who's getting it. I find it obnoxious, frankly. The more I talk about it, the angrier I get. And this administration is not much better than the last one when it comes to making sure that all the people that are in the marketplace get their fair share. It's just not happening. How many of you are growing soybeans? I see the average farmer, the average farm that's into the soybean business is growing somewhere between 88 and 93 acres of soybeans and corn on their farm. We're talking about family farms now. I'm not talking about the huge agribusinesses. So how much do you grow on your farm? And how much do you pay attention to the commodities markets, the farm future markets for soybean and wheat crops? One of the things that hasn't been, one of the things that hasn't been trailed well is the commodity market for milk, because it's a commodity that has short shelf life, whereas the other things like corn and winter wheat and soybeans and durum and all of that stuff, they all have long shelf lives. You've got to take care of them so they don't get mold and rot on them, but you know what I'm saying. It's a sort of a different thing. The acreage expansions that are going on, we're talking about for this year, and the assets that we have to think about and where we're going. I've been talking about who's been buying up farmland. Very troubling that the Chinese are buying as much as they are. But they're hiring Americans to do their work because they don't know how to do it. They just know that they need food. The biggest, as of this past past week, actually, in the commodity markets, the biggest customer for our food is China. Back to being the number one buyer of beans and corn and wheat and things. So I guess that, and I'm death on China. As far as, I don't have any use for the Chinese government. It's not about the Chinese people. It's about the government and what they're doing. But they recognize they need us. So that's one of the reasons they want to control more of the production, because they want to, you know, be able to get stuff cheaper for their own people. And that's something that's going to affect the prices that all of us get, I think, in the marketplace. Fixing America's food system. I think that's the other thing that the farm folks ought to be looking at on Ag Day. The pandemic revealed how brittle the food system is. And it's made me think a lot about how things were on the farm when I was a kid growing up. I had a man who was like my second father. His name was David Mayer. He was born on the 4th of July, and I called him Uncle Sam. And he taught me more about life and what life was like with the animals than anybody else. And I think about what I learned as I've tried to manage the cows that I have during the pandemic, and how I could help but through this program as much as anything else, but locally here in my community, to get food, organized things, foods that were going to go to grocery stores and making more available to people, making people aware of where they could come and get it. And that's, I think, one of the things rural America needs to do today, suburban, wherever there are farms. You need to do a better job as we go into the new growing season of getting people to pay attention to you. Lots of things in social media, lots of things going on the farm that will bring people in so that they'll know not only can they learn about farming, but they can also get good food, which is what most people, you know, even though we find the fast food people all over the place trying to, you know, grab our attention and grab our money, there's still, I think, is a preference among people listening to this program, understanding what the real world is like in terms of farming and food. So a couple of items there, again, about National Ag Day here on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to a product that I've been talking about on the radio and my various programs for a couple of months now. It's called Clear, X-L-E-A-R. That's how it's spelled. You can go to their website if you want to. It actually, once I tell you how easy it is to get this product at all of the grocery stores and drug stores that are around, natural retailers. It's an all-natural product. The main ingredient is xylitol, which comes, as many of you know, from the fruits and vegetables that you raise. Been around for a couple of decades, works against bacterial and viral colonies in your nose, breaking up all of these things. So I carry this little bottle, a clear bottle, with me every day, all day, and two or three times during the day, I take a shot, like I did just then, up into the the nostrils. It cleans out all of the things that are in there, safe for everybody in your family. So make sure that you avail yourself of this opportunity. Take it with you, especially if you're out working now in the fields, a little dusty, and you're going to have things there that you want to keep out of your system. So help yourself. Go to clear.com. As a matter of fact, you might want to sign the petition that they have there. The folks in a lot of companies that are doing the sort of say the nasal sprays want the CDC to urge the doctors of America to help people. And one of the healthy ways to keep yourself the nostrils and the nasal cavity free is to use these sprays like Clear. So you can sign the, if you will, go to clear.com and just sign the petition that's there so everybody can have a more, yes, an enlightened approach to keeping yourself healthy. Find it at clearxlear.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Back in the fold here on the American Family Farmer Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now is Leslie Sobel, who is a research fellow for Food in Prison, which on the surface and probably deep down, Leslie, is a very interesting project, Food in Prison. How did this start, and how did you get involved?
So the Food in Prison project is run through Impact Justice, which is a national innovation and research center working towards building a more restorative system of justice that's fair to everyone. And several years ago, our president, Alex Buzanski, was at an event where he heard someone talking about school food, and someone commented, well, we don't want our school food to look like prison food now, do we? And that got Alex thinking, most people probably don't really know what prison food is like, and there hasn't been a lot of research done into the state of prison food. So he decided that Impact Justice should take a deeper look into this idea of food in prison. What is it like? What are the consequences of the way that we're serving people who are locked up? And I'm an ethnographer and a folklorist. I focus on food and culture, and I saw a posting for a research position on idealist.org, and that's how I'm here.
So what is a, help people understand, you described yourself as an ethnographer. What is an ethnographer? I mean, I understand ethnicity, so I'm guessing that you follow, but rather than me explain it, tell us what an ethnographer is.
Sure. So it's really someone who is studying people and looking at culture and documenting and researching people and culture. And I specialize in looking at food and culture and the relationship that people have with food.
All right. So let's talk about how those two go together as we continue here. I've introduced you to Leslie Sobel from the Food in Prison organization. We're going to find out more about how this works and how family farms can help influence what perhaps is going on in the prisons that are near you as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound.
Back to our American Family Farmer Show discussion of prison food. Who would have thought this would be something that is on the mind of a lot of people, but apparently it is. Leslie Sobel is here from Food in Prison. We've gotten her background, this business about why it's important. It's another one of the segments of society. Probably no way, if you're in prison, I can hear people that are listening to this program right now saying, Leslie, if they're in prison, why do they need special food? They're in prison for a reason. They've done something wrong, so they have to pay the price. So what do you say to people who say, why should I care about what's being served to prisoners in jail?
Well, to start off, what and how we eat impacts every aspect of who we are. And food really blurs the lines between our biological and our social selves. We have to eat to survive, but at the same time, we have these rituals and traditions around food. And food connects us to people and places and rhythms of life. And we use food to express identity and communicate relationships and values. And none of that relationship that we have with food, this really profound relationship, none of that changes just because someone is incarcerated. And the food that we're serving to people in this country who are incarcerated, it's not just a question of saying, oh, well, should they get special food? It's a question of really humane food. And because food has such a deep impact, you know, it impacts us physically, which most people, I think, understand. The typical prison diet is really, you know, the portions are too small, so people are hungry all the time. The diet is usually very high in sodium and sugar and refined carbohydrates. It's low in fresh fruits and vegetables. It's basically the diet that we've all been told to avoid for decades. So it's really impacting health. There's research that shows that critical nutrients, when people have a deficiency of certain nutrients, it can actually contribute to mental health issues, not just things like depression, but also contributing to aggressive behavior or violent behavior or poor decision-making skills. We're really doing people more harm than good when we're serving people who are in prison food that is, you know, potentially harmful to the health, isn't nasty and is also sometimes inhumane. In many prisons, the conditions are so poor that people are receiving food that has shards of metal or, feces of vermin and things like that in it. So the situation is really bad pretty much across the country.
So does it make that begs the question? I wonder whether if you go state by state, if you go by local jails, county jails, state system, the federal system, does it vary there? And again, location and degree of criminal element in the prison. I mean, I can think of in my state of Massachusetts. There are, you want no one to go to Walpole State Prison because it's basically the worst possible place you could go, and the hardened criminals that are there, you don't want to have anything to do with. But let's say you go to a local jail for some infraction, and, you know, the food that you're served is something that isn't really, it's not on the top of the mind of the people who are running the jail. I'm sure it isn't. Is it? So do you try to bring this? Do you go to all levels of incarceration facilities to try to teach them about these things? And do they all pay attention to you?
Our initial study, our initial investigation looking at prisons across the U.S. focused on state systems, state prison systems. However, most of the formerly incarcerated people and their loved ones whom we spoke with, people had been in county jails and local jails before they were sent to prison. And mm-hmm. So the consensus is that food in county jails tends to be even worse than in prisons.
All right, so that's good. That's an interesting anecdote. That's why I wanted, because a lot of that is probably fed in some way locally because of the local jail. Continuing with Leslie Sobel from Food in Prison, something you hadn't probably thought much about, folks, right? Well, it's our focus here this week in part anyway on the American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
All students could be back in classrooms by the end of the year. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona saying this week his goal is for 100% of schools to offer in-person learning as soon as this fall.
You know, the goal really is to provide in-person learning options for as many students as possible, as quickly as possible, and as safely as possible. And we know we can do it. There are examples across the country where it can be done. And that is our goal. Pre-K through 8, definitely, but we're not leaving out our high schoolers who also need to be a part of that school community and engage with their peers and their teachers.
Cardona and ABC's The View yesterday. He also says it will not be mandatory for everyone to be vaccinated before re-entering schools. COVID deaths rising at an alarming rate in Brazil, the country averaging 2,400 deaths a day over the last 7 days. For the first time ever, the country had over 100,000 cases on Thursday, a variant from the Amazon known as P1 believed to be causing spread. This is USA Radio News. A day to celebrate the military turns deadly in Myanmar. At least 90 people reportedly killed Saturday during protests on Armed Forces Day. This believed to be the deadliest day since protests started after last month's coup. The search for a motive in the Colorado shooting continues. Ahmad Elisa accused of killing 10 people in a Boulder supermarket on Monday. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Daugherty giving an update on the investigation yesterday.
The investigation is progressing rapidly. All the agencies involved and committed to ensuring justice is done have been working incredibly hard day and night, as they will throughout the weekend, to make sure that all the information that can be learned about the shooter, the victims, the witnesses, King Supers, any connection between all of those becomes known.
The 21-year-old Elisa charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder, more charges pending. A deadly shooting in Virginia. Two people killed, eight injured last night in Virginia Beach. A suspect shot and killed by Virginia Beach police. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
In the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey.
Next half hour of our American Family Farmer Show. Get the podcast, remember, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, which is basically sometimes a re-information. If we have a great conversation like we're having now, we'd like to bring you the anecdotal things, the important bits and pieces of it for you to consider. If you don't have time to listen to the program every week or can't find it, it's there whenever you want it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Leslie Sobel from Food in Prison is here with us talking about some of the things we probably don't pay much attention to. And again, the popular feeling, this program is aimed at farmers and families and stuff. I'm sure that we don't have a lot of people who are outside of your world thinking much about this. And then again, as I said when we first got started, Leslie, a lot of people think they're in prison. They don't deserve to have any special treatment or any special food. I noticed that bologna sandwiches are big, and then there's other stuff that is in the food. One of the things that maybe is part of the sales, the aspect of this that's good to have people understand is you are what you eat. So if you're not eating things that are good, how does that affect your mental attitude? How does that affect your rehab in jail, if that's what you are concerned? I'd like to think that that's what we're trying to do, but it isn't usually too successful, rehabbing. It's just a place to put people that are they're not good citizens. And so the business about what's in the food, the diets that they have, the fact that we're spending $3 a day for meals in jail, this is one of the things is that it's a bid job. I'm sure that the food service, the same food service companies that are servicing colleges, private schools, are the ones who bid on and who get these jobs, right?
In some places, yes. There are some facilities in some states, some county-level facilities where the food service is privatized by a company like Aramark or Trinity, places that do often serve, like you said, schools, yes.
Yeah, right. So here's the angle that I would like to pursue as time allows here. Teaching the men and women who are in prison skills. There are lots of jobs in America in agriculture. We have to import people into this country from outside of the country to work on our farms. One wonders if it isn't an idea, I can't be the first person who's thought about this, to get people in prison to learn, and a lot of these prisons are out in the middle of nowhere and they have ground with them. Is that done anywhere, teaching prisoners how to farm and what the values are of having good food?
There are food production enterprises, I guess, food production institutions in most states across the United States. That can vary. In some places, the prison has gardens with, you know, great programs where people are actually learning skills. They might be able to earn Master Gardener certification. Those types of programs are very, very rare. In general, where there is food production in prisons, whether that's farming vegetables or there might be dairy operations or meat cattle operations, things like that, in the majority of those places, the food that is produced on those farms or in those gardens doesn't necessarily go into the meals of the people in the facilities. A lot of it gets sold, some of it gets donated to food pantries, but the people who are growing that food and potentially not being paid at all or being paid cents on the hour to make that food, they don't actually get to eat it.
Well, I'm not so concerned about what they get paid, but I do think it would be important for folks who are there to get the benefits, the nutritional benefits of growing things. Your description brings me back around to the situation here in Massachusetts, which I know best because that's where I've grown up and lived all my life. There were a lot of great farms, frankly, in the state prison system. For some reason or other, you go back to the Michael Dukakis era when he thought or somebody got him to think that it was cruel to have people work as hard as they have to on the farm, and so they started closing the farms down. And in many cases, the animals that they were raising, the quality of the milk that they were producing, the quality of the other foods they were producing was superb because they had good leadership. They had good farmers who were teaching and making sure that what was going on the farm was going to be good for the public interest. And so one by one, these big state farm ag centers on the prisons have been closed down, and nobody knows why. Nobody understands. Nobody can give us a good reason. I ask this question all the time. What do you keep closing these places for? They produce a valuable asset. They produce great food. And you give these people skills, working on the farm, a skill that can be used when you get out. And nobody's got a good answer. Is this same thing going on in other states, Leslie?
I think a lot of that probably has to do with budgets. There have been a lot of budget cuts, and specifically as we've looked at in correctional agencies across the country, specifically around food. And many agencies have found that it's simply cheaper to pay for either privatized food service or for, you know, food from large corporations that might be pre-prepared, you know, and just comes in frozen and it's sort of served in that heat and serve way. And again, that kind of food has serious health implications, but it tends to be cheaper, and a lot of these agencies are putting budget first.
But what's the expression, pound wise and penny foolish? It doesn't get to the issue of teaching these men and women a skill. What are we doing in prison? Now, I'll ask you this specifically. What is being done in prison systems that you're familiar with to teach people about food, about growing food? I think that from my experience, I've never been in jail, but I know people who have been in jail, and they're frustrated because there's nothing to do, and this is why so many of the recidivism rate is as high as it is, because there isn't anything to do. If you put people to work on farms and places like that, again, we've accomplished a couple of things. We've given them something to do that is important, and they have a skill when they get out of jail that they can use. I don't get what the thinking is here. You just said it was budget, but it borders on stupidity. seems to me.
I certainly agree with you that it's important to give people skills, and I think learning how to produce food is an excellent skill to have. It's just, unfortunately, the state of food and gardening and learning how to do that in prisons right now, just there aren't that many programs that are great. There are a handful around the country that I would say are doing a pretty good job with operating within the constraints they have to actually teach people skills related to gardens and farms. But unfortunately, it's just not the case across the country.
Well, it's very short-sighted. We'll continue with Leslie Sobel from Food in Prison asking the question about farmers getting involved. What can you as a farmer do to get involved with this issue as we continue? My focus right now for the next 60 seconds is on you and your mental health, your memory. Are you doing well as you get older? You're taking care of yourself, your body, right? Aren't you taking supplements and eating well? You're cautious about your weight, that sort of thing. So you're taking care of your body. What about your mind? What about your brain? As you get older, all of us are losing our clarity. It just is the way it is. So when you lose a little bit of the memory here and there, why not put into your body the most advanced formula? That's what Prevagen is. Vitamin D, lots of natural things that make this a fabulous... there are four ingredients in this thing that make it so fabulous. Jellyfish. I bet you didn't know that that was one of the main ingredients. And it helps your mind. The scientific process that's been done, the research that's been done on Prevagen to make it safe, easy to use, the way that your brain benefits from having these things has been proven in study after study after study. So just me mentioning the name probably is enough. Making sure that your memory sticks with the things in your brain stick there and you stick with a good program. Supplementing your body and your brain at the same time, important to do. Prevagen is the product. Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N. Get it wherever you get health food. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you. That right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs. There's no stimulants. It's safe even if you're on medications. And it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
It's all about the nose. It's your air filter, the first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. If too many germs get stuck in your nose, guess what? You get sick. That's why it's so important to keep your nose clean, just like washing your hands. Nasal irrigation gets rid of germs by rinsing the nasal cavity, but neti pots are hard to use and, frankly, kind of gross. Now there's a better way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself. It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now it's time to start cleaning your nose with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Back here with our focus on the situation in the prison system, incarcerated individuals. There are two or three different issues here that are important. So how does an average farmer who's listening to us right now all across the country, how does he or she get involved with the issue? How can they help? What can they do? What do they have to offer? And what can they, turning it around, what can they learn from the project and from the people who are perhaps available once they get out of prison?
I think one important thing to consider is that one in three American adults has an immediate family member who has spent time in prison or jail. So the issue of prison food is one that really affects all of us. I think that... you know, farmers who want to get involved with this issue should contact the facilities that are closest to them, whether that's a local jail, whether it's a state prison, and find out about, you know, where do you source your food? Do we have anything that we could potentially sell to you to bring more fresh food into the prison, into the jail? If you're involved with a food hub or some sort of collective group where you can potentially work with larger contracts, ask them about selling to local prisons or jails, and also really think about if they're hiring people to come work on your farm, you know, be open-minded to folks who have been incarcerated. It's really hard to find jobs for people who have been incarcerated, and there are many people who do have experience working on a farm or in gardens while they were incarcerated and do have some of those basic skills and would probably do really well in an environment that is open-minded and supportive and continues to offer quality work in a place where they can continue to learn and build their skills.
All right, so let me give you my personal experience with this. I live in Framingham, Massachusetts. There is a correctional institution that's been here for 100 years, and until recently, in the jail, in the prison, were both men and women, various skill sets. It was a medium security prison. So I went about the business. I had two businesses in town. One of them is a farm, and I went to the prison. They had a work release program, and so I hired men and a few women, but mostly it was men, and I was trying to get women because I thought they'd be good, frankly, but the jail, for whatever the reason, the prison discouraged having men and women work together outside for, I guess, obvious reasons. They don't want them fraternizing. But at any rate, I found the skill set. I had a manager of the farm who had been involved in the transportation industry, who was, by the end of his time, he spent almost a year working on the farm, had gotten most of the equipment into ship shape. He was interested in equipment. He grew up on a farm. He knew how to make it, you know, to make everything, the pieces fit, if you will, when it came to the equipment. So the reason I tell you that story is because it's kind of an example of what you can do. And I wouldn't have known that that existed had the prison not come to me and say, we want to have a work release program. Can you hire some of these people on the farm? So maybe that's a different adjunct of this, Leslie, that ought to be promoted a little bit more.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there are a number of states where there are work release programs where people can work on farms and are continuing to gain those skills and are continuing to make connections that will serve them well after they are released.
I think you're right about that. All right, well, thank you. This has been a good illustration of how various sectors of our society can work together to make life better for people all across the board. Website is impactjustice.org if you want to find out more about what can be done, you can do to help them, and what the people in the prisons can do to help you. Leslie Sobel here with Doug Steffen on The American Family Farmer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is American paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back to the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with my thoughts about clean eating. After listening to the conversation with a lady who's interested in the Justice League, and that's kind of what it is, or what we're eating, the thought about what goes on in prison, and I'm sure a lot of people haven't paid much attention, I would like to have you carry away from that conversation that there are, if there are prisons around where you are, it's a great, in my experience, I think, hopefully tells the story well. It's a great source of help. And most of the people who are in there, not always, but most of the people who are in there are there, not necessarily are they innocent, but I find, I'm not a bleeding heart by any stretch of the imagination, but I do think that there are ways of helping people. Sometimes they get into situations, especially the younger they are, and they're not necessarily thinking about what they are doing. And so once they've learned their lesson, they become very productive, good workers. That was my experience anyway with being connected to the prison in my town. Thinking about eating in general, there's a survey that was done by the USDA that was I thought pretty telling. It was about commodities, what we're doing on our farms, large and small, what they're using to help get rid of weeds and pests and that sort of thing. The focus was on was basically getting a national snapshot of the safety of our food supply. Some very good information. And I guess we, at the outset, because I'm kind of a cynic, I wonder about how reliable the information is, how decisions are made about what to test and where to test them and that sort of thing. So what happened in this circumstance is the USDA partnered with 10 states, Washington, California, Texas, Florida, New York, among them. And that's where they went to the states that represent about 50% of our population and where there are major producers of fruits and vegetables. This was not about dairy. And again, and about beef, it bothers me sometimes that so much focus is on produce. It's good to have it, but I think we need to also expand these things to talk about other commodities. Milk is a commodity. Beef and pork are commodities. Anyway, the data that came through, commodities that are most likely to be consumed by young children, that is fruits and vegetables, bananas, cabbage, cantaloupe, cauliflower, collard greens, peppers, kiwi. I'm just going through all of the various things that happens that they nicely put them in alphabetical order. Spinach, strawberries, peppers, as I said before, sweet peas, tomatoes, that sort of stuff. So the data is helpful. It suggests that the Food and Drug Administration needs to do a better job, perhaps not the USDA, although we think the USDA is in charge of this stuff. There's all, you know, you got the EPA involved, you got the Food and Drug Administration, you got all the government stuff. So at the end of the day, what are we getting? Is the food supply better? No, not really. The point here is that we've got all these damn government relationships that with them telling you to do this, to do that, do this this way, this that way, like we don't know what we're doing. And then at the end of the day, what we're getting is not, I mean, there is some good news in this survey about the use of pesticides and how that is going down, the amount of things that are being used to soak our plants, the chemicals that are soaking the plants. And when you think about it that way, it gets kind of gross, right? You're soaking the food you're feeding to people in pesticides. And that was one of the things, although it wasn't the full, you know, there was an understanding here. Because, frankly, what happens in government is they don't want to step on any toes, frankly. The people that are in power, congressmen, senators, who get a lot of money, a lot of campaign contributions from these various companies, the big ag companies, they are influencing policy. And so they'll call, or it could be that somebody at the USDA or the EPA or the Food and Drug Administration has come from one of these big conglomerates. That's usually the case, and more the case with this administration, it seems, but it was the case with the last one. It's the same thing. They bring in people who are connected to the industry, and then they become regulators, and they fix things so that they're good for their industry or their company, and then they leave and go back to the company. So I can see that in this survey. I can see the influence of that in this survey, because even though they found that there were a lot of things that were not safe in our food supply, they haven't really, really, really brought down the hammer on the reason for it or how to get around it. And where we spend so much money in agriculture funding research, we should be funding more research to develop things that would help get rid of weeds and help pests and that sort of thing that is of a natural nature. There's plenty of it around. It just needs to be encouraged, and it hasn't been because of the influence of some of the big bad farm and agribusinesses. Food for thought on good eating, clean eating from the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.